Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. It's Natalie. I'm on right now today, and Randy's actually going to be on back in about 15 minutes, huh? Welcome today to Realty Universal Radio. This is Natalie Mullinex. Our co-host, Randy Zachary, will be back in shortly. Sometimes when you're doing these live radio shows through the internet, there's issues that come up, and where Randy is, his power just went out. So we're actually doing it organically, and I guess that's a fun thing. You can get in and hear it live. We always are in virtual locations, so that's a little bit different than going straight into the studio. So welcome today. Our show today, the first half, we always discuss real estate, and the second half is self-help, motivational. We talk about God, spiritual, so many things. And if anybody'd like to call in, our call-in number is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. You can always email us also at radio@realityuniversal.com. Many listeners listen into our archives, which you can do through Blog Talk Radio. And today, the first half of our show is going to be on lenders. Are the lenders loosening up restrictions right now if you want to buy a house? The second half of our show, I'm proud to say, we're going to have Tanya Havlan from Maui, Hawaii, coming on to discuss weight loss and how to keep it off. She actually walks her talk. She lost a lot of weight, has kept it off, and I'm really excited to hear how she did it on the second half. So we are so fortunate that the interest rates are still low. Because we've had such a shaky economy, and the forecasts are looking positive as far as the interest rates staying down. Prices have actually started to rise in certain parts of the country. Now, for me, being in the industry for over 27 years, I don't get excited about it yet, because when I see how low the rates are, to me, there should be a buying frenzy out there, and I don't see that yet. I do see people getting out and purchasing and looking, but just not the normal buying frenzy you would see when the market's this good. You know, the interest rates, you can get 3%, even lower. That's almost like free money. So I say one thing, if you're in the market to buy, if you have the income, the credit, some down payment, if you're a veteran, you can buy with no down payment. It's really a good time to look at it, because the prices have been inching up now, but it's still a buyer's market. It's definitely worth it to go and get out there and buy right now. The lenders, yes, have been loosening up since last year. They started loosening up a little bit. Down payments with FHA have just gone up a little bit higher. Actually, are going to go a little higher April 1st, 2013. But there are a lot of lenders out there that are still loosening up, where you can still get in with 10, 15, 20% down. And the restrictions are getting a little bit easier. They're actually accepting lower credit scores, depending on the type of loan that you're getting. I highly recommend that you go to local lenders as well, as like your local savings and loan, smaller banks, because a lot of these lenders are holding the loans in-house, and it makes a big difference if you can sometimes they can do more. They have a little bit more wiggle room, you know, if there's a certain issue where some of the big lenders aren't going to be able to do that. But overall, across the board, we are seeing things loosen up a little bit. We're seeing some old loan programs come back that hadn't been around since probably 2008. Now, I'm not saying literally verbatim, but parts of the products. You know, there's actually some neat products where you may be able to get in with as little as 3.5% down. So it's a good sign. I mean, even though I've always been one, you want to actually have tunnel vision and make your plans and go towards what you're going to and not just look at what the rest of the world's doing or what the news says, because if you do that, it's almost like the weather. You could almost change your mind every so many hours because it's topsy-turvy constantly, you know. And we're having fun doing this radio show because, you know, it's really neat to be able to take years and years of knowledge and then talk about it and put it out there. And Randy and I have the discussion many times. He's a pro in real estate, in radio, and I've been a pro in real estate. And you kind of think, well, what else do I have to say? What's going to be new? Or, you know, this stuff, doesn't everybody know this? And then we both realize that there's always new nuggets, and there's a lot of information that we take for granted that we know from so many years that somebody else isn't going to know. So here we are putting it out on the radio, internet blogs, and we do post the archives, and it's pretty fun. It's a lot of fun to get it out there. But we love your input. So many people we end up talking to like to hear the archives because it just makes it easier for you to listen to it at your convenience. So if you don't have time to interject, email us at radio@realityuniversal.com because we'd love to get your input, love to see, you know, questions, et cetera. And we will get back to you on that for sure. You can also go to realityuniversal.com, R-E-A-L-T-Y, universal.com, and fill out the contact us form with your questions and input. We'd love to hear that, because in today's day and age, so many people are doing things virtually, and it's much easier for you to go along about your day and listen to our show when it's easy for you. But this gives us the ability to interact if you just get, you know, send us an email or quick question, etc. And go from there. It's typically when we're on the air, Randy and I are already bantering back and forth, and I found out about 10 minutes before the show started that his power went out. So that's why we're doing it this way today. A little out of sync, because I'm not going to ask myself questions, right? Okay, wait a minute. I could do that, couldn't I? Okay, I'll pretend I'm Natalie A and Natalie B, and we'll ask questions. No, just kidding. For example, some of the differences but prior to 2008, I think from about 2001 to 2008, if you breathed, almost you could get a house. I mean, the restrictions were so lax, and there was a lot of trouble going on, and we've seen the repercussion from that, but things are looking brighter. We don't know about the job market, what's going to happen that way. And some people, I hear people saying, well, I'm not sure I'm going to have my job. I don't think I want to go buy a house now because I'm afraid I may not have the job. It's still good to go buy a house if you do not own a house and you're renting and you work out the numbers and your mortgage payment is going to be no more than rent. Some people do not realize also by the time you get the tax write-off, if you're renting a house for $1,500 a month, and you can buy a house for $1,500 a month, the house you buy is going to be a lot less money for you than renting that house because you're going to get the tax write-offs. So say if you're paying $1,500 a month, you really may only be paying $1,000 a month by the time you get the tax write-offs from Uncle Sam. So really don't let fear stand in your way, please. It's so important because nowadays we're just bombarded with fear, 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 negativity, the news is bad, everybody's afraid of the economy. Don't let it get in your way, because for good reason. I mean, you want to be careful, but if you're going to pay the same amount and really less by the time you get the write-off and you can work it out to buy, now when you have the job is the time to buy. Because if, God forbid, you lose the job, you'll find you'll have to get another job or become self-employed or work out other ways to come up with the money for that payment every month, right? So I definitely believe you wouldn't want to overextend if you are afraid of losing your job. But don't think just because you're losing, may lose your job, that you don't want to do anything, because you're going to spend money anyhow to live somewhere, right? So definitely is now is the time to look at those items and don't let fear get in your way. I just want to say that and I repeat it, because we all have situations going on constantly that we can't do anything. I've had a problem. I can't write with my left hand and I haven't been able to. We had two surgeries and thought I would be able to, and I can't. And writing was a big part of what I've done over the years for the business. And so, you know, I could just say, well, it's nothing I can ever do, but I'm trying to look at other ways to do things. But it's just, that's life. You know, life is always going to throw us different curveballs and situations. So don't let fear get in your way, especially about buying a house right now. When you look at the interest rates, like 3%, 3.5%, even lower, it's like free money. I mean, it's just, it's a no-brainer if you can buy. Now, not everybody can buy, and we've had other shows and other calls where we've gone over different creative ways to buy. So just want to mention that. We're going to take a quick break and be right back, and I'm just going to go over some of the findings of what's changed in the last year. And see you in a minute.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
Welcome back to Realty Universal Radio. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. If you want to email us, you can email us at radio@realtyuniversal.com. That's RealtyUniversal.com. And I'm Natalie Mullinex. Our co-host Randy Zachary will be on shortly. And we today are discussing getting loans to buy a house, if they've loosened up, the lenders have been loosening up the restrictions. And the answer to that is yes. The past year, they've been loosening up restrictions. And a couple things. Daily Real Estate News printed on January 17th, 2013. What did it take to get a mortgage in 2012? They're saying that it's a bit difficult, but it was better than what it was in 2011. The findings of this article said the average time to close on a loan is 48 days. The average down payment is approximately 21%. The average credit score is 748. With a note that they said about 37% of 200 million Americans have credit scores of 748 or higher. FHA loans and VA loans, the FHA loans, the credit scores can be lower in the 600s and still get a loan. There's also some that actually go down into the fives, and you'd want to discuss that with a lender. The debt-to-income ratio, the house payment averaged about 23% of total debt, which was about 34% of people's monthly income. So it has gotten better. I mentioned earlier on the show that it's always good also to compare rates, compare the programs. You don't always want to go to just the first person that offers it to you. You want to be able to compare what they offer you, compare your loan fees. And I mentioned earlier that the savings and loans, local banks, sometimes can offer you more or work with you more if you have some tight guidelines. So just because one lender says no, don't assume that you can't buy a house at all, because it is possible to still buy a house. When you're going in and they are loosening up some of the restrictions, make sure, one thing that I've noticed people, sometimes they do and they don't think about it, for example, you go in and apply for your loan, do all the documents, put all the paperwork in, get approved, getting all your inspections done, getting ready to settle and close on your house, and people think, great, my loan's approved, I've done everything I need to do, I'm going to go buy a car now because I've been holding off on buying a car. Or buy some, that's the last thing, don't do it. Whatever you do, don't do it, because many of the lenders will pull your credit score again right the day that you're going to close or settle. So don't do it. Please don't do anything until after you've closed, settled on your property, the keys are in your hand. Then if you want to go buy a car, go do it. But just don't do it prior to then. I think we've got our co-host stepping in now. Randy, are you back?
Hey, hello.
You are too funny. I was telling everybody how it's such a, you know, we do this virtually everywhere, and it's not like going into the live studio, right, where we would be in hours
right.
before or prior to, and your power went out. So I was just mentioning that it was interesting because I said, okay, I can do Natalie 1 and Natalie 2 and ask questions back and forth, but I decided not to do that. I'm like, picture, you know, so we've just been going over. How are you doing, okay?
Yeah. It's just a big storm passed through last night, and power was off, and it was back on, and it just went off just about 11:30. And so anyway, the good news is we can scramble and, you know, and make it work. And I know you're flying the mothership right now, so kind of interesting.
Yeah, flying the mothership with like 10 minutes notice, but we're okay. Anybody wants to call in, the number's 347-945-5428. Yeah, we were just talking about our first topic about our lenders loosening up the home loans, and they have been in the last year. So we went over some of those tidbits, and our second guest is going to be coming in at the second half of the show, Tanya Havlin from Maui, and we discussed that. I can't wait to hear her discussing how she lost her weight and keeps it off, and she's the real deal, right? It's always wonderful to learn from people that really do walk their talk and have done what they've done. And looking forward to that. And so we've got about 10 minutes left before the second half. And just a recap of what we went over, the rates are still low. It's a great time to buy. We also mentioned people going to saving and loans and banks right now, too, not just the big guys, to get a loan. But one of the things I was mentioning before you just came on was that whatever you do when you go and you get your loan, many people get an approval from the lender, and then they think they can go out and buy a new car because they're approved. And it's like, don't do anything until after you close and get your keys, right? Because they run the report sometimes the day of, and then all of a sudden they can say, guess what? Your ratios are off. You don't qualify anymore. So,
oh, man, that'd be brutal.
You know. Well, yeah, so it's like all these little things that the people don't think about. But the lenders are loosening up. Some of the restrictions are loosening up. FHA, though, is going to start requiring more money down April 1st. So some of the – I was just reading over a quick tidbit about findings that were in the Daily Real Estate News on January 17, 2013, and they were saying that the average credit score is 748. in about 35% of 200 million Americans. I think it's probably a little bit lower from what I've seen on different loans. They said the average down payment is about 21%. So that the down payment's up a little bit from what it was when everybody was doing the FHA VA loans, but I still see quite a lot of people doing those types of loans. And The average,
yeah. 748, credit score is 748 in America?
They're saying about, no, they're not the average on all Americans. They're saying about a little over a third, 37% of 200 Americans have 748 or higher. So I think the average would be a lot lower than that, actually. You know, if you, just from what I've seen. Oh, the other tidbit I was mentioning, though, so they are loosening up. I was also mentioning don't just stop and not, if one place turns you down, go somewhere else. Don't just give up. And when you go and you see your rates and your terms and what programs are offering you, talk to a couple people so that you have choices, you know. Don't just think it's one way. But I did mention something because of our economy. I mean, one day they say we have lots of jobs, the next day they say we don't have any. Look at the stock market. It was so high yesterday. Tomorrow it could be something else. I mean, you know, everything's up and down. And I was just mentioning not to have fear and to stay focused and go towards what you're doing. But one thing I pointed out earlier, and I'm not to be repetitive, but Randy's on now, and he always has wonderful questions back from my when I do the real estate part of it, is, you know, some people are saying, well, I have a job, but I'm afraid to go buy a house because I might lose my job. And it's like, well, still buy the house while you have the job. Because if you say you're paying $1,500 a month in rent and your mortgage is going to be $15, your mortgage is technically, absolutely, dollar for dollar, going to be less because you're going to get the tax write-off, right? So whether you have a job or not, you still need a roof over your head, right? And if you can make the payment work, and I wouldn't overextend, but if you can make the payment work, now's the time when you have the job to go buy the house so that you can get the write-offs, you know, and everything. Instead of letting fear set in and saying no, because I see that's what people do, don't they, a lot? They just stop.
Well, yeah. And I was talking to a local realtor here in Chico yesterday, and she was telling me that the inventory in Chico is very is way down, so that homes are selling again.
Yeah.
And that goes to your point of, you know, lenders loosening up. But she also said something that I made a note of saying, I've got to ask Natalie this tomorrow, because I know you know, and this gal, I wasn't too sure. She said, so homes are selling, but the values aren't going to be going back up anytime soon. So even though homes are selling, that the banks want to keep the values low. Is that true?
I think I don't ever want to say true or not true, because I don't know the context that she said it in, you know, the whole context. The banks do not want to keep the values low. The banks want the values higher, because the higher the value is, the more that they have their stake is less risky, right? So if the price is higher, they're going to want to lend more, because then they know that they've got the prices are coming up, which gives them more breathing room. So they'll extend more credit. As far as the prices have started inching up in different areas, it all depends on where you are, but I don't think we're going to see them go through the roof anytime soon. I still think it's going to be a buyer's market. Now, what tips it over towards a seller's market some is what you mentioned just now, having a lack of inventory because things are selling. So, of course, when people want, you know, a house in these several neighborhoods and there's only a dozen available or a handful available, they may get a higher price because of supply and demand. So that is going to raise the prices some more as well. But not I still think we're in a phony economy. I still think we're in a shaky economy because we have trillions and trillions of dollars worth of debt. But when the banks are offering money at 3%, that's like free money. Like, go get it, you know?
It brings up another question. When she says the inventory, you know, is shrinking, say in this town, in Chico, the inventory is shrinking because houses are selling, does that include short sales? And is that why there might be a lot of houses might be short sales? And so while people aren't, you know, values aren't going up and typical sales aren't going through, there might be more short sales going on. Is that part of that equation?
Yeah, I think I think there are more short sales going on. But what's happening with the short sales, I think that's happened too. What I've been seeing in the last 6 months to a year, and some of the guidelines changed regarding short sales back in May. Now we're hearing that a lot of the, like, you know, Bank of America, Chase, the big guys are trying to come up with solutions to push the short sales through quicker. So that is helping that the short sales are going through quicker. But the other item I'm seeing is that the lenders are wanting more money. The lenders, meaning the lenders of sellers that have a short sale, so they have to have lender approval to close, that they're wanting more money. So you're seeing the short sales take longer, and people are getting fed up, and they're not staying in the short sales, and they're just buying houses that are not short sales. And there, some of them are tending to pay maybe a little bit more because they don't have the hassle, right? So it's a, you know, it's definitely, it can run either way. And it depends on where you are. I mean, there's some areas that are just booming. You know, if you're oceanfront in Hawaii and on waterfront, you know, oceanfront, you're going to still sell, right? Or if you're in California or Florida on waterfront, you're going to sell compared to some areas, you know. So, I do see, I definitely see that it has, it's picking up. But the rates are so low because I just don't see how the rates are going to stay so low forever, because when we have trillions of dollars worth of debt and they're going to have to get the money back from somewhere, they're going to have to start raising those rates again, you know? And it's just a good time to get in and buy. Now, a lot of people do have credit issues and other issues, and that's why you want to talk to the lenders, because some of them are able to do some creative things. I know one of the local banks in Maryland is offering, it's not a no-doc loan, but with enough money down, they're actually doing things without having to do all the full documentation, you know? So it's a little bit of it's something that's come back a little bit. So, you know, and you know, life is life, and we know there's trials and tribulations, and this is a fantastic time to buy if you can buy, you know? It's definitely a time to, so... But it's good we're telling on the show today, because it's not like a year and a half ago they were much stricter. So now you want to get in and try too, to see if you can still get a loan and get in there and buy.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're almost ready with our second half of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited. Tana Haviland is someone that Monica and I met on Maui when we were there, and she was sharing with me her story of battling, you know, weight loss, or battling her weight all her life, and tried everything. And she actually has found something that's really worked for her. And, you know, I'm curious, I'm anxious, because I know you and I, we started the 50-pound challenge here a few weeks ago. And I know we've had Dr. Rhonda Nelson on, and some other people that we've been talking to, and I have to confess, not going super for me since we moved back to Chico. I'm just saying.
Because you have all the friends there, and you're going to the restaurants and back out again, huh? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, we've been literally staying at our daughter's for 3 weeks while the house got got vacated. And
oh,
so
great.
We're eating out and all of this. I do have one more question for you while just before we go to Tana. That it's kind of a real life slice right now, because I know we moved back into our home and we rented it for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And the tenant was a great tenant, never late in terms of income, but or in terms of paying the rent. But the challenge is, we've come back to the house, and it's, you know, you hear this story and over, but it was trashed. I mean,
oh my God, I thought you had a great tenant from what I heard, but lots of times maybe they pay well, but then things aren't done, huh?
Yeah, so, I mean, broken doors, broken windows.
Oh no.
The pool hasn't had service in 4 months, so it's algae grown over green.
Oh no.
All kinds of things, and... And then there's a tiling issue in one of the showers, and, you know, where they had just a nephew kind of
You have a security deposit, right?
Well, yeah, but this what's going to happen, and I was just reading on our lease, you know, rental agreement that we signed with her, that our issue isn't, you know, is she going to get any of her deposit back? Our issue is how many thousands of dollars over the deposit are we in for?
Wow. Maybe,
instead of $1,500 deposit, some of the we're looking at maybe about $8,000 or $10,000 worth of damage.
Oh no!
You know, and it's just it's sad. You know, you kind of have to disconnect from the emotion because this is a home we raised our
kids
in.
It happens a lot. So it happens a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna. I don't want to be brutal. I mean, I had this realtor friend I was talking to yesterday locally. She said, you know, if it gets to be up in the $10,000 range, you can take her to small claims court, you know. And I said,
yeah.
I don't know that I want to do that. But,
well, you would definitely want to check with the local county, the government there, I mean, to make sure, and or with an attorney to just see the time period that you have. Because, like in your lease, every area usually has a certain amount of time that you have to return that deposit, or at least if you don't return it, send a certified letter itemizing everything that's wrong. So you want to make sure you do it all within the time period. Otherwise, you may lose your right to do anything later and then go from there. I mean, typically, though, I do find because I have the rental, you know, that brand new carpet 3 years later is totally needed to be replaced, which surprises me because it shouldn't be. But those types of things, some of it will be normal wear and tear. So you'll have to go through and kind of, you know, see. And then it's a good to mentally adjust it. I sound like you had a really good relationship with the person, you know, and, you know, if it's not going to, if it may be plusing and minusing and maybe just a couple more thousand and you guys can work it out on your own, you know, type of thing. But you'd want to have it in writing.
Yeah, I mean, our thing is, you know, you and I, we're about blessing people and you know, being, you know, Bob Berg and the Go Giver and all that. And you know, I want to bless, but there's a point where, you know, there's also
you have to take care of yourself.
There's also justice.
Well, you have to take care. I had a property that the woman gave me a really big sob story like 3 years ago, and I let her go in. Her credit was terrible. And she said that there was she had identity theft and all these other things, and she said her husband was an alcoholic. Of course, I would never name names. I'm always professional. And that she needed to get in. I let her in, and I lowered the rent. And a year later, she moved, hadn't paid the last rent. The place was trashed. Brand new carpeting was ruined. She took all my blinds, all my window treatments. She took a brand new bed that I let her kids use. You know, she asked if I would keep one of the beds there because the place had been furnished and I was taking everything out. She took that with her. All the screens were ruined. The neighbors said she brought cats in and I didn't know it and they must have scratched the screens. I mean, we're talking a lot of money, but I didn't end up going through court to find her because the time it would take me wasn't worth it. I just did it, you know. So there's always that. But it was one of those things. I was really trying to do well by somebody, and she snowed me. But your situation's different. I think you've had a really good tenant overall. Maybe you can work it through it without having to go to court. But I would definitely make sure you check locally to make sure you're not running out of time, so that you document and put it in writing, so you don't lose your right to go. You know, our guest is coming on right now. I think Tanya, you're on.
It's Tanya, yes.
Tanya. Oh, hi, Tanya. And Randy's on the other side. So we're going to take a quick break and then come back to our second half of the show.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface,
Randy?
Our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the system.
Randy?
In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
Alrighty, and we are back, I believe. Natalie, are you there?
We are back, yes, sir.
We are back. Very, very cool. Normally, as we said, I'm producing the show and running the virtual board, and today,
today,
I forced Natalie into the 10 minutes before the show, basically, with our power outage. She's been doing it, and a great job. Very cool. We may just have you do this from now on.
I like it the other way better.
I know you do. I know you do. Hey, I'm excited about our guest. Tana Haviland is with us, and she's on the phone from Maui in the state of Hawaii. And she is Monica and I met her when we were there this past year, and she and I got into a conversation about weight loss. And she shared with me her struggles over the years with weight loss, and it's been kind of a lifelong battle for myself as well. And she has finally, after many years of struggling, she has lost weight and kept it off. And,
congratulations!
When I hear that, I'm all ears. So, Tana, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Randy. I'm Natalie. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. Great to have you on.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're going to let you share. I mean, I'd love to hear how you finally accomplished this and how you keep it off. And keeping with really the theme this half hour, typically, which is inspiration, motivation, we're going to let you share a little bit about, what you're doing in terms of following your dream as well. So talk to us. Help us. How did you do it?
Great. Thanks, Randy. Yeah. As you said, it was something that I'd struggled with my whole life. And, I think a lot of us do for various reasons. Some of us, have emotional eating situations. Some of us just don't know any better. We live in a society where everything and anything that we want is so readily available. And, what I do is a company called AdvoCare, and I'll kind of explain that a little bit in my story. I came to it at a time in my life where, like I said, I struggled my whole life. But I had more recently had two children and had kind of entered into my, mid-30s and had, when my daughter was like 4 years old, and I had worked with a nutritionist for 3 years and I was exercising 5 days a week. And
wow.
I couldn't get anywhere. And I mean, I tried all kinds of different workout programs. I was eating all my fruits and vegetables, all my good grains. I was doing everything that I was supposed to be doing, everything that I had been taught to do, and couldn't get where I wanted to be. And, I brought it into prayer. I prayed about it. And that's when AdvoCare showed up.
What do you call it? Can you spell that? AdvoCare?
Yeah. AdvoCare.
AdvoCare
is a 20-year-old nutrition company, and there's a lot of professionals that are involved in it, professionals in toxicology, nutrition, pharmacology, people that have very good reputations in their communities, in their business, mm-hmm. are involved in this company, and they know what they're doing. So I was introduced to it, and what attracted me to it, first of all, was that when I was talking to the person who kind of became my coach, because personal coaching goes along with it, she taught me a little bit about the program. And one of the things that really interested me was that I got to eat all the time.
Wow.
I got to eat all day long. It wasn't a quick fix. It wasn't a magic pill. It wasn't a starvation diet where I was going to go off of it in a month and rebound. And that was important to me because I had a little bit of an education about nutrition, and I knew what could work in my life and what couldn't. I wasn't going to be able to go to work and be present with my family if I was starving myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I essentially started where a lot of the population starts. We have over 70-plus products, so there's many different ways to start. But weight loss is a big problem, and that's where a lot of people start. And what they've done is they've packaged a group of products and a meal plan that gives you a jump start to a healthy lifestyle and kind of teaches you over those 24 days what a healthy lifestyle looks like. And essentially the first 10 days of that is a cleanse, and it's a very gentle and uneventful cleanse. It's not you eat the whole time. It's not starvation. It's not juicing. It's not crazy. I've heard some crazy, crazy stuff when it comes to cleanses. It's not like that at all. And basically if you can kind of visualize a lint trap in the dryer, your body is sort of clogged up like that lint trap gets in the dryer with toxins from, you know, just everyday life, whether it's from food or pesticides or things that we come into contact, things in our air, you know, just whatever. And when your body is clogged up like that, you can put all the good nutrition you want in your body, and your body's not going to absorb it or know how to process it or deal with it. And so what the cleanse does is it kind of goes in and it cleans out that lint trap so that your body's ready to absorb good nutrition. So essentially, I was eating healthy before, but my body was still starving because it wasn't able to absorb the nutrition that I was putting in my body.
With you, do a cleanse you do, is it vitamins, pills, or is it just a...
It's a fully comprehensive cleanse. It's got a psyllium husk fiber drink in it. It's got probiotics.
Okay.
And then it's got some herbal cleanse pills that you take at night. And it just kind of scrubs out your intestines and cleans out the toxins from, like, your liver, your kidney, and all those places that kind of store up in your body. So, like I said, it's very gentle. You almost don't even know that you're doing it. And then what that does is it readies your body to absorb the nutrition. And so you move on to the second phase of the 24-day challenge where you just pour in as much nutrition as you can in your body. And that means eating healthy and then taking the vitamin supplements that this company has. And along with that, depending on your goals, if you have weight loss goals, there are some metabolism enhancers and there are some appetite suppressants in the vitamin pack. And so you do that, and then there's a meal replacement shake that's provided for breakfast, or you can use it for any meal. It's just an equal carb and protein shake that just, if you do it for breakfast, it starts your body off in just the best way possible, keeps your blood sugar level. You eat in such a way that keeps your blood sugar levels nice and even all day long so you don't have those huge spikes and crashes. You get your metabolism moving, and it really is just a jump start.
So you're eating regular, whatever you want to eat too? I mean, regular food and with this?
You eat proteins, carbs, veggies, fruits, healthy fats. You do want to avoid the sugars and the greases and things like that, which all, you know, I'll tell you, kind of scared me a little bit in the beginning because I've never been willing to cut out sugar before.
It's tough.
But it is tough, but it was actually, you get like you get a drink called Spark. It's a mental focus energy drink, and it's sweet. So you get that sweet satisfaction. The meal replacement is sweet and very good flavors. So you get that satisfaction. It's a lot easier. And because you're eating constantly, it's a lot easier than you would expect.
What's your, we have 15 minutes left. It goes by so fast, our show. What's the website that we would give for your contact information or for your link or however that works?
It's www.advo, advantage, advantage, now, now.com. That's my personal website.
advantage.com, okay.
Yeah. And if somebody wants to just view, like take an overview of the 24-day challenge itself, they can go to www.advocare.com/ 24-day challenge.
2-4 day challenge. What is approximate, like an average weight loss in that time period usually? I mean, I know you can't, nobody can guarantee anything, but is there like an average, if you do this, you can probably look to lose 20 pounds, 10 pounds?
Yes. Average weight loss tends to be about 10 pounds and 10 inches. I
really?
Personally lost 14.
Well, I like the inches part better.
Yeah. It is
like,
very
yes.
much a fat loss program.
Wow.
So you will, the scale will not always reflect exactly what you think it should, but your
uh-huh.
clothing and the way that you feel and look will.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Tana, so, and again, we'll give the website here in just a couple more minutes. If you could, I'd love for you to speak for a few minutes as we wind down here. About how, you know, the weight loss, you know, you were led and you feel like God led you to Advocare and it really benefited you and you really began to feel like, you know, that you were supposed to be involved more in terms of, you know, marketing this, you know, this product or this company. And why don't you, if you could, talk for a few minutes about kind of that transition and some of what you're doing now in an effort to really be living your dream and adding value to other people.
Absolutely, yeah, that's my favorite part.
I love the part too. Yeah, it sounds great. It's exciting.
Yeah, you know, the weight loss was as big as I could see in the beginning. Like, that was the thing that was blocking me in my life. And as soon as that started going away and I started feeling better and gaining more energy from these products, like I've never put things in my body where I was able to feel and see a difference like the way
mm-hmm.
I did with these products. It just sort of woke me up to what else is possible. I'm sorry, did you want to say anything?
I just how much weight were you able to lose? I'm just curious.
I lost 25 pounds in 2 months. And I
okay, fantastic.
And
fantastic. Go ahead, I won't interrupt you. I just wanted a question.
No, that's okay. Like I said, it kind of woke me up, and I started thinking, well, what else is there? And, you know, maybe there's something to this, like, business side that everybody's talking about. Because I really didn't want to have anything to do with that in the beginning. You know, you kind of get these, oh, pyramid scheme, or,
sure.
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
somebody's trying to, you know, pull one over on me or whatever. And I just started to research and listen in on, like, conference calls and research what the company was claiming and talk to people involved in this company and really get myself into the culture of the company to see what was available. And what I saw was hope. I saw freedom. I saw families that not only were changing their lives physically but financially, people that were paying off hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, people that were, you know, parents that were retiring from corporate America and coming home to their kids, and really what financial freedom represents to me, that kind of freedom represents to me is time freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that in our world today, yes, there are ways to make a lot of money, but there are not a lot of ways to make that kind of money and still have time left to spend with the people that you love. And to me,
right.
that's the most important thing.
The freedom, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is so difficult to comprehend when you come from a place of never knowing anything like that, and it sounds way too good to be true. But I just came back from an event that we held. We hold a thing called Success School twice a year in Texas. And there was 25,000 of us.
Whoa.
Wow.
At this event. And people are getting to this, what, you know, we have different levels in this company. People are getting to the level of Diamond, for instance, which is over $600,000 a year within a year, within 18 months. Within
mm-hmm.
2 years, and they're setting their lives free, and they're setting people that they love free. And, you know, I really, to me, the most important thing is to follow God and where God leads me to go, and I know that I wouldn't be here unless God wanted me to be here. And I'll tell you, I made the decision about 2 weeks ago to walk away from an interior design position, which is what I went to school for, to pursue this.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
It's not really full-time because you almost can't do it full-time, but as much part-time as possible. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you, my business has exploded just in those 3 weeks. And I don't miss the interior design at all. I am so convicted that I'm doing the right thing and that it's all about helping others.
Well,
that's
you
fantastic.
Know, that what comes to mind as you describe that is the power of focus, right? You just,
mm-hmm.
When you're distracted, I think there's a house divided against itself, you know, cannot stand kind of thing. And I think mm-hmm. many people do trade their time for something that's not their purpose. And they're miserable. And but you know, they need, you know, it's always this, well, it's that hamster. You mentioned like a hamster, a rat race or a hamster cage kind of hamster wheel. You know, mm-hmm. we've got to pay the bills. So I'm going to do this thing I hate, you know, and just dream about what I maybe could have, would have, should have done. And I just commend you for the transition you've made. And it must have been difficult because if you went to school for it, you know, you obviously have a love. It's not that you don't enjoy
right.
and or have a love and a gift in the interior design, right? But it's just that
absolutely.
This is a higher calling for you.
Yeah, and it is, it's a calling. And AdvoCare showed up probably 3 months into my career. And I went, what?
Oh.
Wait a minute. This was not my plan.
Wow.
And it just, it's. People, I think, in our world today have forgotten to dream. And I think it's really sad. Like, we get caught up in that day-to-day, paying the bills, paycheck to paycheck, putting the kids in daycare, exhausted at home at night, sitting on the couch, zoning out on the TV, and we think that that's as good as it gets. And it's just
mm-hmm.
not.
Yeah. Preach it, sister! That's great.
That's fancy. Congratulations. No, really. You have to follow your heart. You really have to follow your heart and listen
yeah.
to God. And God tells us. And it's a journey. It's definitely a journey. And when it feels right, you know. And there's a peace about it when it feels right, isn't it? Just there's a peace.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
and you're able to, you're able to say, you know, what you do is you're adding value. And unashamedly, oh, by the way, going to be, you know, rewarded. For that,
yeah.
for your family,
and
you know, I think sometimes, I think we talked about it the other day, you and I. There's this, and we're all believers here in God and Christ, and I think there's sometimes in the cultures of faith, there's this kind of thing that says somehow that poverty is equal to spirituality, you know, and if
no.
you know, if you're poor somehow, but we talked about it before. Okay, so say you're going to be a missionary to Uganda, and so you've taken this kind of, you know, hey, this is going to be my life. What do you first do when you become a missionary? You type up the letter and send it to people with money to support you.
Yeah.
That's true.
And Natalie, it's the same. We're not going to get too off on the political thing, but that was that same kind of narrative during the elections, wasn't it, where... You know, they made, you know, Romney basically, you know, apologize for being so wealthy. But guess what? You know, guys like, you know, Mr. Obama,
yeah.
who were community organizers, when they
got the money.
Were raising money for their projects in the projects, who do they go to? And who
exactly.
funded those projects? Guys
exactly.
like Mr. Romney.
Right, exactly.
So I didn't mean to get preaching there, but
you're right. And life's a journey, though. You know, you can stay focused on one thing for so long and then switch to something. You know, you go with your heart. When you go with your heart, and I agree with you, Tanya. The many people have lost the focus. There's so many ways you can work and still have freedom and spend time with your family. You know,
yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that, and they think they just have to go with the grind or stick with the job and not have the freedom. You know, there's ways to do both.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
Yeah.
So Tana, so now, and we have about 3-4 more minutes, and I want to make sure we give out your, you know, your contact information again. But so your day now looks like what? You know, you wake up, you get to kids to school. What does your day look like these days?
Pretty amazing, considering I live in Maui. Yeah, I get up and I get the kids ready for school, which is always World War III, if anyone's ever gotten the kids ready for school in the morning. So that's fun. And then I take them to school and I come back and I usually spend, I get to spend like half an hour just in prayer with the Lord and really just that communication and that time with Him. And I will typically get a workout in, and I'll typically get to set a couple of appointments with people and follow up with people. And I have about 12 people on the challenge right now. So I'm always following up with them, making sure they're taken care of. And just really kind of seeking and looking for new people to talk to. I mean, everybody needs help. Everybody, you know, this company has products for weight loss, for energy, for overall health, for performance elite. Across
fantastic.
PA that I just signed up, and they're all, you know, they're going crazy over these performance elite products. And it just, I get to choose who I work with.
That is wonderful.
Great.
We've got about 2.5 minutes left. It goes by so fast, and it's so great to have you on. We want to say the website again. You want to? It's did you say AdvoAdvantageNow.com, right? Hello, that's what it is. AdvoAdvantageNow.com. Are you still there?
Do we lose
him?
Oh, yeah, you're there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Must have had a big wave. Must have had a big wave over there on Maui.
Yeah. And I also wanted to just leave you guys with a quick story. There was a gentleman who was on Good Morning America this morning, and if you just go on Yahoo and look it up, he lost 300 pounds.
Using
he was
program
about it. Yep.
Wow, that's fantastic.
He was talking about it this morning. So check that out.
Sign me up, coach.
You got it. Let's do it.
I'm going to get on there and check it out, too. We'll be in touch.
Wow.
We started a weight challenge. Is it been a month now, Randy? Yeah. Neither one of us are doing as well as we wanted to be.
No.
We're doing it, though. I mean, I think I've about 10 pounds, but
congratulations.
Yeah. It's not as good as I need it to be, so
yeah.
I'll definitely be in touch.
There is something very powerful about the combination of these products and eating well.
Yeah.
I really don't understand it. There's so much science behind it. I just know that it works.
Gosh.
And I've seen it work.
That is fantastic. Wow. And it's been such a pleasure having you on. When we go off, it'll take us right off, and we've only got about maybe one more minute left. And it's been great.
Well,
so we're going to definitely look
friend.
At your... Yeah.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Natalie, so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. We'll be in touch soon, too. And to everybody out there, I'd like to say I wish you peace.
Aloha.
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 Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.